Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The 14th of November 1532 is the possible date of a secret marriage between Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. Did they or didn't they? Well, according to chronicler Edward Hall, they did. Henry and Anne had arrived back on the 14th of November to Dover from Calais. They had been visiting the French court of Francis I, where Anne had been paraded and treated as queen consort, despite the fact that Henry was still technically married to Catherine of Aragon. They travelled back from Calais in dreadful weather conditions. The journey over there had taken them around 5 hours on calm seas. However, the seas were not kind to them on the way back and it took around 28 hours. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had been on a boat on a churning sea for 28 hours, I would not be feeling very well for quite a long time. But we are led to believe that Anne and Henry married as soon as they landed on English soil. Henry and Anne stayed at Dover Castle for 2 days from the 14th till the 16th of November, and so it could be that that is where the marriage ceremony took place. In Edward Hall's chronicle, he did state that the marriage was so secret that hardly anyone knew of it. So we have the chronicle of Edward Hall to say that this marriage happened, but there's also a little bit more circumstantial evidence in the royal book. Now, the royal book set out the rules for all sorts of ceremonies, including the reception of a foreign princess into the country and conveyance to her marriage. We know that Anne was keen that her queenship would be seen as irrefutable and legitimate. She would have known about this book and taken it seriously. It stated that the queen-to-be would land on English soil and be taken to the point where she would be married. This, of course, assumed a foreign princess, which up till now had generally been the case. Anne had been treated as queen consort to Henry during their visit to France, so perhaps this just felt like fate. Details are lacking, as you would expect with a secret marriage, but it would have been necessary for it to be secret, for Henry technically was still married to Catherine of Aragon. How this legally left the marriage state of Henry, I'm not quite sure, but perhaps that explains why there was a second marriage ceremony. The second marriage ceremony took place on the 25th of January 1533 at Whitehall, so just 2 months after the initial one, and was again a secret ceremony. By this point, Anne Boleyn was pregnant. And if you want to learn more about that marriage ceremony, then there is a further video and podcast for you to listen to. So Anne may not have had a lavish wedding ceremony, although she did have a lavish coronation. Again, there's a video on that if you're interested. In fact, Henry never had a lavish wedding ceremony. All of his weddings were private affairs.